Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Do you ever go through the drive-thru and say, you know, a salad is just exactly what I'm going to eat because it's so much healthier? Well, that is not always the case. And in some cases, a salad can be worse for a dieter than a Whopper. Yes, you heard what I said. A salad can be worse for you than a Whopper. My guest today is Nancy Clark. She's a registered dietitian and board-certified specialist in sports dietetic. So, Nancy, did I say that right? A salad can actually be worse for a dieter than a Whopper?
Calorically, yes. Now, there are many things that are you have to take into account when you say the word worse for you. But certainly, calorically, it can be worse for you. That's because the big killer in the salad, is a salad dressing. And lots of times, if you just look at a salad bar and you see people drizzle, you know, just ladlefuls of dressing all over their salad, and they can easily be adding 400, 800 calories of fat.
It is amazing to me. And on your blog, I've seen that, like, for an example, the Cheesecake Factory has a grilled chicken tostada salad. Now, people see grilled chicken, and right away they think, ooh, that's going to be healthier for me than, say, Burger King's with tender crisp chicken, which obviously means it's fried. And that Cheesecake Factory salad is 1,130 calories.
Isn't that a shocker?
is a shocker.
You could have half a pizza for that. So these people that think that, oh, I'm, you know, making the right choice, yeah, they could have two Big Macs for that much. And this is what people don't understand. And it's funny because when I'm talking with my clients, I have a private practice in the Boston area where I counsel people one-on-one. And, you know, more often than not, they think they're being so good because they have a salad at lunch. And I just sort of make this comment, you know, people that have salads for lunch tend to be heavy, and people that have sandwiches tend to be thin. So my thinking is salads make you heavy, and sandwiches make you thin. And they sort of think about that, and they go, hmm. And then we go on to talk about how a salad isn't filling enough unless you put lots of stuff in it, and people that do put lots of stuff in their salad often end up with far more calories than they're aware of.
Now, it's not just the dressing you're talking about. Now, for example, this grilled chicken tostada salad has also 2,100 grams of sodium and 39 grams of fat. I mean, that is amazing to me. So it's not really always just the dressing, is it?
No. So there are things in the diet that we want to cut back on. One is sodium, and that would be 2,100 milligrams, not grams of sodium.
Oh, milligrams,
yeah,
excuse me.
I know what you meant, but I just want to make sure that the audience
knows. No, that's good.
Yeah, and we want to cut back on sodium, and we want to cut back on fat. Now, if the dressing is made from olive oil, at least that's a healthier fat, but sometimes these dressings are made with lots of creamy whatever, you know, your blue cheese creamy dressing, and that is not as positive a choice for you as an olive oil dressing would be. But even though olive oil is healthy, many people don't understand a tablespoon of oil, healthy or not, is 120 calories. Now, just when you're at home someday, take out a tablespoon, measure out a tablespoon of oil, and kind of drizzle it over your salad. Now, a little bit of oil on a large salad can end up being a lot of oil, a lot of dressing. And so people tend to have big salads because they aren't very filling. Like, say, a little bit of dressing on a big salad ends up to be a lot of dressing, a lot of calories.
Well, myself, I prefer vinegars. I don't even really need the oil. I like a little avocado oil or olive oil on there, but I really like balsamic vinegar, white balsamic, a good red wine. Just vinegar gets my juices flowing. But now Applebee's has a grilled shrimp and spinach salad. You'd right away think, ooh, spinach, healthy. Grilled shrimp, low calorie, great for dieters. It's 960 calories with 65 grams of fat. Now, tell me why that is.
They put a lot of dressing on it.
Wow.
And, yeah, but again, it's such a shocker to people because they just make these assumptions. Salad is low calorie. Salad is healthy. And, you know, a lot of these restaurants give you these, you know, super salads. Now, I've written a sports nutrition guidebook, and in that sports nutrition guidebook, I have a whole section on how to make a super sports salad, and that's a lot healthier than many of the ones that you might get in a restaurant.
Tell us, Nancy.
So, if you want to make a super sports salad, what I encourage my clients to do is to look for color. So, in general, we want to eat different colors of the rainbow. So, you've got dark green spinach, you've got orange carrots, you've got red peppers, tomatoes, onion, which is white, mushrooms that are tan. I mean, just think of all the different colored vegetables that there are. You can also put in protein-rich foods because those are what are satiating. So you can add in some cottage cheese. You can add in some chickpeas. You can add in some tofu cubes. You can add in that shrimp that's in that other salad that we talked about, or some lean chicken or tuna fish. So in a super salad, you know, the satiating part would be the protein. And then some people like to add fruit to their salad. They put in dried cranberries, or they put in some little mandarin orange sections or strawberries. You know, there's so many creative ways to make a really healthy salad. And the trick is to make a dressing with olive oil, but to put in a lot more vinegar than oil so that you can get the moistness without all those calories, because vinegar doesn't have any calories in it, or very, very few calories. And that way, by having more vinegar, you can stretch it out a little bit. But color, lean protein, and beans, you know, chickpeas, kidney beans, pinto beans, are all excellent additions to a super sports salad.
Now, what about at a restaurant or a drive-thru? So you're going through the drive-thru, and they've got their different Caesar salads and this and this. You always get the dressing on the side almost because they come in these little containers. But what can we do to make the salad that they're giving us healthier? Ask them to leave off, what, the cheese or the fried chicken? Is there a way to make those healthier?
Well, if you leave off stuff, then you're just left with a little bit of lettuce. A whole head of lettuce is 60 calories. And so you won't be fed. And then you'll say, oh, I think I need to go get some ice cream or a big cookie. So I would say instead of getting a salad, why don't you get a sandwich? Get something that's more filling. You know, get a turkey sandwich or a burrito or something that, you know, is filling and satisfying. And then you can have vegetables at home at nighttime instead of, you know, grabbing them on the run at lunchtime.
That's great advice, Nancy, because people will hear that and say, she said it's okay not to order a salad at lunch from the drive-thru, that I should get a sandwich instead, a grilled chicken sandwich or, you know, something along those lines, because I just can't make the salad here that healthy unless I just basically have a bowl of lettuce, which is not satisfying and really won't fulfill your lunchtime needs. Now, what about avocado? Because it's one of my favorite foods in the world, but it is high in calories for dieters.
But it's healthy calories because it has got a healthy fat in it. So if you like it, eat it in moderation. And if that's something that's making your salad more satisfying, I'd say, you know, having avocado would be better than having goopy blue cheese salad dressing.
It certainly would. And thank you so much, Nancy. You can see more about Nancy at nancyclarkrd.com. Remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.